Now we come to the last division of the fourth chapter of Philippians, and here we have the satisfaction of power. Now as we come here to the satisfaction of power, this, may I say to you, is a very wonderful section, and it's in Christ. Now notice Paul really is getting down to the main purpose of the letter, and that was a thank you note to them for the gift that they had sent to him. And he says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. In other words, for 2 years, the church in Philippi had lost touch with Paul. You see, they were very close to him, but when he was arrested in Jerusalem and then in prison for 2 years, they did not know where he was. Then they heard he was in Rome in prison, where he'd been transferred. He'd appealed to Caesar. And they are apologizing to him for not having contact with him and for not communicating with him and not communicating and sending a gift to him, because apparently they were. And Paul is excusing them here in a most gracious manner. He said, I rejoice that your care of me flourished again. But you were careful, but you lacked opportunity. You didn't have the opportunity. You lost contact with me. And gracious he is, you see. Verse 11, he says, not that I speak in respect of want. Paul says, I never made an appeal to you. I didn't send out a letter to you telling you that I'd be off the radio next week if you didn't send me a gift. I never did that. And Paul says, I didn't send out an SOS at any time. Paul says the reason is not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I want to say this is a marvelous statement. I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, some of my friends who, when I say that Paul is a Southerner, and remember I said at the beginning of this epistle, and that I even know what state he came from, and it's from Texas, because of the fact that he uses the term, I reckon. That's a good Texan expression. But these friends of mine say to me, said, Dr. McGee, he could never be a Texan, because he says, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And said, if he was from Texas, he'd never be content. And I want to tell you, I think that's taken scripture out of its context, and I don't think that's the correct interpretation. I want to say that it's marvelous the way this man here didn't make any difference whether he's in prison or out of prison. He was content. Now, many of us, if things are going right and we're in the right place, we're contented, and it's wonderful to be that way. I pray the Lord that in my own life, I ask him, Lord, make me as contented sitting here making a tape as I am when I'm out yonder in Hawaii looking out on the beautiful scenery. And that means that the circumstance has a lot to do with us being contented today. But Paul says, I've learned whatsoever state